This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the taxi, the bus, the Uber, the Lyft drivers, along with the roughnecks working in those oil rigs, and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, too. Thanks for all that you do. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, we have Frank Silvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you're a Chicago Bears fan, right?
Well, I have been known to be.
What'd you think? I got to ask you this to begin with, and for our people up in Atlanta, because they're probably hopping mad still. The Bears turned around and scored 20 unanswered points and beat the hapless Atlanta Falcons yesterday. Unbelievable.
Let me be very clear about this. Until professional athletes stop putting politics in front of my face, I will not be watching any professional sports. So I'm unaware what the Bears did yesterday because I didn't waste my time watching the NFL.
Well, they won, so I wanted to put that out there to see if I could get a rise from you. And I guess I did in a way, but I watched my beloved Tampa Bay Bucks beat the pants off of you-know-who yesterday, and that was a good thing. But anyway, let's go to a question that I've been asked here. I was talking about the Durham investigation in the last couple of segments and talked about it earlier with Denise Simon. This is from a call. Let's see. The only thing I've got is an email address, so I'll just use. Oh, it's from Judy. Okay, Judy. And Judy is saying, Maria Bartiromo said today, although the Durham investigation has expanded to include Clinton's emails and charity, there will not be any report or indictments before the election. Sources said it would be viewed as politically motivated. Question, if Biden wins, can he stop the report altogether?
Well, Biden doesn't have any authority until he's sworn in, so technically and literally and constitutionally, no, he can't do jack until he becomes president of the United States if he wins, which I don't believe he will. That said, the world is upside down. You know, we've got people who are acquiescing to the fact that for some bizarre reason, a presidential term is only 3.5 years when it comes to his authority to do anything.
Right.
You know, we've got people so worried about the optics of politics that government is stopping, which is infuriating, because politics isn't the job of government. It just isn't. I don't care if the optics are bad. I don't care if it could be perceived that it was political. Your job doesn't stop for 6 months just because there's an election. So, you know, I've been saying this for a very long time, and I'm sure the listeners have heard my level of frustration just elevate on this one. I've seen zero from this attorney general when it comes to definitive action against people who have wiped their behinds with the Constitution. So, you know, and Maria Bartiromo, I don't know when she became the spokesperson for the attorney general, you know, so I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. But until I see an indictment of someone who is actually worth indicting, I don't believe he's doing his job. And if he's saying, well, we're going to wait until after the election because it'll look politically bad, then he bows to the knee of politics and political correctness instead of standing up and doing his job. So, you know, that excuse just makes my head explode. Stop playing politics and do government. It's what you were hired to do. It's what you were elected to do. It's what we sent you to Washington to do. Let the politicians worry about politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's their problem for an election. It's not the problem of the people who have been waiting for 4 years to see people indicted because we know they've broken the law. Do it.
Well, we don't know what they're doing, but we do know this much. There's been a brand new name entered into the investigation, and that's the former special agent, William Barnett, who was the original case agent on both the Flynn and Manafort investigations that began back in August of 2016. Now, they just now, 10 days ago, interviewed him for the first time. That's kind of weird.
Kind of weird. You've got a guy who was heading up the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails and her conduct during her time, and that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And we all know she's admitted to doing all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was appointed to look into this is a 2015 Obama appointee. Of course he's not going to do anything. Why would anybody think that he would do something? AG Barr, get off your ass.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. And Eric and Seminole's agreeing with Frank. He's saying Frank is correct. The Constitution is effective in perpetuity, not just for 3.5 years. You're right. You're absolutely right. All right, I'll be right back with more and Frank Salvato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has been out there buying a bunch of vehicles because they knew that when the factories went on a little bit of a slowdown, inventory was going to go down, and they bought a bunch of stuff so they could have the kind of vehicle that you might want to own. So now with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, has one of the largest selections in the state of Florida. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. They'll have the vehicle that you want that the other guys might not. Now, their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans on approved credit. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Moss's prestigious award of excellence. Way to go, team. So if you're searching for a new improved service experience, remember Moss service departments handle all makes and models. And with the You Serve, You Save program, all active duty military veterans, first responders, and now pastors and faith workers too, get 20% off the price of your service at Moss Nissan. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa with MossAcura.com and MossNissan.com. Go there. Check it out. See what they have to offer. You'll be glad you did. Okay, first of all, back to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Find him online, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We have got a caller on the line. We've got Ian on the line. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
I got a real quick comment, and then I'm going to hang up. Okay, well, actually, it's two comments. First of all these Foundation, the Clinton Foundation at Al. They were all created back in 1913 when the income tax was rammed down our throat. That's the way for them to avoid paying income tax and steal legally. There was no such thing. A foundation is something a house is built on, not a racket.
that's been around since 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I want to tie this in with this thing about Trump supposedly being a tax evader and he only paid $750 and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I don't believe it. It's all lies from the New York Times. Well, let's just say it is true. Even if it is true, God bless Trump, because I don't believe this should be an income tax. An income tax, okay, is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. A central bank, i.e. the Federal Reserve, is another plank of the Communist Manifesto. We need to get rid of both of them. We've had communism in this country at the highest level poisoning us for 107 years now. And that's one of the reasons why we're in the problem that we're in, because they got a giant grift stealing system built into the system, and everybody's inherently corrupted. Communism is a corrupting influence, and it's been in our country legally with the 16th and 17th Amendments
mm-hmm.
since 1913. They must go. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Frank, your turn.
Yeah. It's a, the income tax, you know, the founders didn't put that in the Constitution. They wanted to reserve that kind of thing for the states.
Right.
If you didn't care for the state's tax structure in a state, you had the freedom in our country to move from that state to another.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole idea, was that we had 50 different states in a union that had 50 different constitutions with a very, very limited federal government. That's what the founders wanted. That's what the framers wanted. And then go over and take the history class over at Hillsdale College. They hammer that home to you. You know, the federal government was never supposed to have centralized power the way they have. They did it primarily with the Commerce Clause and with the income tax. So, yeah, he's absolutely correct. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and by the way, I will say that President Trump doesn't have to pay personal income taxes either before or after he became president because of a couple of other little things there. And anybody that's ever done any investments knows about this. You have the opportunity to use capital gains, dividends, capital gains management, and income modification, which is perfectly legal. And the fake news knows it. And to print something like what they printed yesterday is absolutely totally not knowing what the hell you're talking about when you printed it.
New York Times refused to reveal any documentation related to this claim. So I'm, until they do, it's a non-story.
That's correct.
I can sit there and say Joe Biden hasn't paid taxes since, taxes since 1904.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, you know, and if I don't have the paperwork to back it up, it's just a claim. So New York Times, show us your sources.
Yep.
That said, Trump's personal lawyer is on record as saying he's paid tens of billions of dollars.
Yep.
So in the taxes over the years.
Now,
and it depends on how you set things up. If you're living as your corporation, which I am sure Donald Trump is,
mm-hmm.
then the structure is different. It doesn't mean he's not paying taxes. It just means a different entity is paying the taxes that he's made.
That's right. And that's kind of what was said yesterday, not exactly in those words, but yes. All right, now, before we move on to our next subject, which is going to be the debate, the former campaign manager for Donald Trump, Brad Parscale, apparently yesterday was armed, barricaded himself inside his Fort Lauderdale home, then was talked out and was taken to a hospital to be admitted, which he was, and we'll see what happens there, but obviously something snapped.
Yeah, and I wish him the best. He and his family, it sounds like his wife is very distraught over this, and
mm-hmm.
let's hope he gets the help he needs. And until that time, let's give him his privacy and his family the privacy that they need.
Give him
he doesn't work for the president anymore, and he's
nope.
in the private sector, so his personal mental health should be his own business.
Yeah, give him his distance. Leave him alone until, you know, it's time, because you can really break somebody in a situation like this. Okay, here we go. We now know what the six topics are going to be in the debate, with Chris Wallace from Fox being the moderator. Number one, Trump and the Biden records. How do you like that one?
Well, let me preface this whole thing by saying I hope it's a debate, because in recent times, at least the last 25, 30 years, what there had been is an over-glorified two-person interview on, mm-hmm. on the main stage with the social media.
Mm-hmm.
What we see is not a debate. Well, it's not a debate. They should put a subject out there and let the two people on stage debate back and forth without the moderator injecting his opinion or filtering for one candidate or another. Mm-hmm. I don't hold any hope that that's going to happen, and I don't care who the moderator is. So in the interview, yeah, if you're going to ask questions, ask hardball questions. This is the presidency we're talking about.
Yep.
We're not just submitting resumes to see yep. who wants to be the Amway salesman. Let's have some hard-hitting questions.
And then number two is going to be the Supreme Court, and I'm going to read what Joe Biden said in 2016 at the Georgetown University School of Law. He said, and I quote, "I would go forward with the confirmation process as chairman even a few months before a presidential election, just as the Constitution requires." So that's Biden, and they're going to talk about the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I hope that President Trump points out that the stance you're taking today is not only completely converse from what you said before, but when you said that before, you weren't saying it because you wanted to guard the sanctity of the Constitution. You were saying it because it's politically relevant to what you wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, now, today, he's saying, well, we shouldn't confirm any nominees because it's politically relevant to what he wants to achieve.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about politics, and we should all be pissed off about that. And we should be increasingly angry about
yeah.
that year after year. Politics isn't government, people.
Yeah. And then he's going to talk about, they're going to talk about COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in our cities, and the integrity of the election.
We have to talk about all three of those things, but the question is, what will the questions be? You know, everybody leads, everyone's happy it's Chris Wallace. I don't know about you, and we talked about this, this is rhetorical for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Captain and I talked about this on the break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unimpressed with Chris Wallace this last year and a half.
No, he's gone to the dark side.
You know, it's some very bizarre questions in his interviews come up, and
yep.
and he tees up softballs and doesn't take the obvious hard question. His father would be disappointed in the least, coming from the roots of 60 Minutes back when it was actually a show that meant
yep.
something.
And then finally, we got about 30 seconds here. Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the new nominee to the Supreme Court, they could actually take her name right to the floor of the Senate and vote on it.
They should.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They should.
I'll talk to you Friday after the debate and all this other stuff, and we'll have a good time then.
Hello, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, from the Underground USA podcast. Go to undergroundusa.com to find out more about what it is that he does, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been lots of discussions by both Democrats and Republicans about President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's no need to rush on her nomination.
This has never happened. If they want to set a precedent, this is basically just adding more flames, you know, fanning the flames of division in a country that's already divided. It's something that I would think and hope that we would all come to our senses and say, hey, can't we wait till after the election?
He was on CNN. On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says Mr. Trump is doing nothing wrong.
Whether we're talking about mail-in ballots or...
I think our founders intended elections to have consequences, and when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program, my conversations with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. They're brought to you by our good friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have to get it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, you need to have Florida comprehensive insurance, too. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and certainly Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback guy himself, Patrick Hyland. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Matt Bruce. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today, Cap?
I'm doing great. We have a very happy camper in the building down the end of the hall from me. His name is Ken, and his team came back, scored 20 unanswered points, and won a game that I don't know how Atlanta lost it, except they just didn't play well.
Now, that's Atlanta's favorite thing this year. You know, get up by 20 to 28 points and then give it away. They did it against Dallas last week, and they did it against the Bears this week. And that was a great game to bring up because Foles replaced Trubisky in those three TDs. I mean, Nick Foles can play. Jacksonville wouldn't have given millions of dollars to come there and play quarterback.
Oh, he won a Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yes, sir, he did.
Okay.
Philadelphia
Eagles to beat the New England Patriots, with Tom Brady now being in Tampa Bay at that time in the New England Patriots. So the kid can play, and, you know, they were always asked at last night's game, what a barn burner, Captain. You had the Green Bay Packers win 37-30 over the New Orleans Saints. They just seem to have Sunday night football. That's Aaron Rodgers and that group. They're 3-0. There's another team 3-0, though. They almost gave it away, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
They scored a TD with 15 seconds left to beat the Rams. They were up 28-3 and almost gave it away, too. I mean, the offenses in the National Football League now are so potent. I mean, there's no lead that's safe. You better keep playing to the bitter end.
Then you got Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas. That was a good ball game. You know, they played well, too, against Seattle, but Seattle came through at the end there and won it. So congratulations to them. Well, a few teams are still undefeated.
Tom Brady impressed me yesterday because of the fact that he and Gronkowski finally got together.
Yeah, they got him into the game plan and really worked him out well. So that bodes well for Tampa Bay. And that division's gone down a little bit. New Orleans now loses two in a row after they beat the Bucs first week of the year. So that's going to be a very interesting division to see how that pans out. Carolina came back and won. So they had Carolina 1-2. Atlanta can't win a game for anything. And the Bucs now are 2-1.
Okay, well, we've got the Tampa Bay Lightning we need to talk about, because they go tonight, and maybe they'll win the Stanley Cup.
That's correct. That's correct. This will be game 6 of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup tournament this year. And normally when you're up 3-1, you might go down 3-2, but then you normally win to win it all. So we'll see how that transpires this evening. Some people will be watching the Monday Night Football game, Kansas City and the Baltimore Ravens. But then I'm sure they'll be switching to the hockey match also to see how that turns out. And just a quick update, a lot of people didn't think the Miami Heat were going to beat the Boston Celtics, but they did, and they will face the Lakers in the NBA Finals. So,
Got to talk baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all sized up now. We're going to see what happens and who's going to be, you know, moving on. It's 2 out of 3 now on all the matchups. So I don't want to forget a lot of people that listen to the show, Captain. Kurt Busch went out in Vegas, his hometown,
right,
yesterday. He was last in points, and now he's going to be the first one out of the 12 to make the tournament. So a lot of people would be interested in that. The Red Sox fired their manager after just one season, Captain, yesterday. I thought that was a little surprising. And then the Angels also fired their GM, Epler, after 5 straight losing seasons. Our buddy Joe Maddon is out there.
Still the manager, right?
Yeah, he's still the manager.
Okay.
I hope they do well and come back and see what happens in that department. Baseball, I'm curious to see who's going to win it all. It's going to be a very interesting tournament. You make a very good point, Captain, on speaking about that.
Well, we could see the Yankees and the Rays at it for the World Series championship. Is that it?
Well, because for the AL championship.
AL, okay.
AL.
All right, because I was going to say, somehow or another, the Rays are going to wind up against the Yankees again.
Oh, they'll probably meet again and play it off to see who's going to, you know, win it in that division. So the Athletics won their division. The Twins won their division. The Astros did make the playoffs. They didn't even play 500 ball. They'll be the last seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Blue Jays and the Yankees. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays by one game. So they'll be seeded higher than they will.
Mm-hmm.
And the White Sox made it, and the Cubs made it. So the Chicago people are happy. And
well,
the Bears won.
Again, there's somebody down the end of the hallway that let me know about the Cubs yesterday, but of course now we got today. But he was ecstatic over the Bears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. And Billy Donovan is going to be coaching the Chicago Bulls.
Really?
Four-gated coach, yes, sir.
Wow. So, didn't he give the pros a stint before? Didn't he have a stint somewhere?
He was going to, and then he decided not to. He wanted to just do more in college, and I respect that. You know, if you feel more comfortable there.
Okay, well, he's a good coach. We'll see if he can get that rah-rah attitude back there in Chicago.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, in the National League, so we don't forget those, the Braves won their division, and the Marlins, the Miami Marlins, make the playoffs. Who would have thought it?
Not me.
And then, I know, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and the Milwaukee Brewers. They made it with a 29-31 record. Wow. The Padres are in for this will be the first time in a lot of years. Mm-hmm. Dodgers had the best record in Major League Baseball, so we have to give a shout out to them, Captain. And that's pretty much it in the way of sports for your update here on a Monday morning and making it happen. Captain, as you know, I help out people Monday through Friday.
Yep.
You know, even on Saturday and Sunday, I'll meet with people. You know, whatever it takes.
Or Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue.
Then come on by Mission Barbecue. Check the captain out. I'll be there. I'll answer any insurance questions for you. And we'll get the answers right. We'll make sure it's best for you. It's always great to get a second set of eyes on your insurance paperwork. And see if you're getting the best bang for your buck, is what I like to call it. Not all policies are the same. They have different issues that might be a benefit to you and for your family. It behooves you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Or send something to my email, phighland@netzero.com. And I'll be more than willing to get back to you, see how I can be of help. We'll go have a cup of coffee, bring your insurance paperwork, and we'll make sure to get you the best for you. And you might have a perfect documents and perfect insurance right now, and if that's the case, I'm going to tell you. I'm not there to sell you. I'm there to educate you. And I've always said, Matt, as you know, if I can't make a sale, I make a friend. And people give me referrals all the time because of the way I treat them. So, again, please give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. I'm here to help you with your insurance needs and your veterans' benefits also. Captain, God bless. Have a great week. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue there on Waters Avenue in Tampa, Florida. And we will take care of the people that come on by and say hello. And I will see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay. And the audience is thanking you too. Say, here we go. There you go. The audience is thanking Patrick. Okay. We'll talk to Patrick tomorrow. And you'll be able to see him over there at West Waters at the Mission Barbecue. So don't forget about that. And the crowd is going wild. All right. The crowd is going wild. All right. We'll be right back. The beach and boating forecast coming right up. And we'll wrap things up for a Monday. By the way, it's not all about the debate. There is so much news going on right now. Holy cow. A busy, busy, busy news weekend. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And for today, Monday, it'll be partly cloudy. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms later in the day. Winds will start out of the south-southeast. They'll turn to the northwest this afternoon, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. But this morning, it's pretty much smooth out there in the bay anyway. And then this afternoon we'll have a light chop which sees 1 to 2 feet. Our Gulf and our bay water temperatures both stands at 85 degrees. Our high tide was 1:56 a.m. Our low tide was 6:28 a.m. Are coming at 6:28 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by our friends over at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. So, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, why don't you consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D2. Remember, vitamin D is good for you when it comes to the COVID-19. And have a great time out on the water with your family and friends, and just plain old sun sanitized too. So the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Remember, you get reciprocity at all of the 232 locations all across the country. Over 29 locations here in Tampa, over 500 boats too. freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be really glad you did. Now, America's proud history is worth defending. And it's worth defending through government and politics. And there's fair arguments about how best to go about that task consistently with a duly conservative skepticism about the proper powers of federal and local government. But conservatives should not shy away from conserving the core of our national history, ideals, and culture. Now, this is a goal that not so long ago was neither partisan nor ideological, but with the current lines of battle being joined about the teaching of the New York Times 1619 Project and Howard Zinn's 1980 account, a book called The People's History of the United States, and other fact-challenged efforts to supplant the story of America, its ideals, and its exceptional history with critical race and gender theory and its leftist indoctrination, things are getting a little bit rough around the edges. Now, to say it's overdue to stand up and defend your country and its proud history is an understatement. No other president seems to have given this a thought. And yet it's one of the major reasons for the current insurrection. Without love of country, you have no country. We live in an imperfect world, and we know that the Democrats just don't get it. They want perfection, but they want it without God. And in Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, which is a famous history text that's proven to be fake history, because Zinn, amongst other things, had no qualifications to write the book except for his hatred of the United States. Now, hopefully, the pendulum is now swinging in the favor of standing up and defending our country's proud history. It certainly needs to be. And, you know, that leads me to a theft is in the process of being carried out right now. It's a crime so insidious that it could spell the end of the greatest nation ever conceived, and the rest of the free world would soon follow. It's a coup, a theft of an election, not to rid our country of traitors, but to purge the nation of patriots. And Democrats have driven this nation once again to a point of division and armed conflict not seen since the Civil War. Now, no person of any intelligence can call this politics as usual, because it's not. And Democrats decided back in 2016 that they just weren't going to accept the Trump presidency, so elections be damned. Now, what's been going on the last 4 years proves it. And their goal now is to carry out a plan to totally control Congress, the presidency, and the Supreme Court. And they're going to use every weapon at their disposal. Now, it's already included a manufactured pandemic, changing voter ID requirements at the 11th hour, court packing, which we heard about last week, states being added to the Union, Puerto Rico, using former military officers once prominent in the deep state, employing their useful idiots in Antifa and the BLM. And by the way, that also includes the District of Columbia, who may, the Dems are talking about making a state. And then there's big tech censorship of conservative thought, creating a fear amongst the black community. Remember the Biden thing? Well, put you in chains. Oh, I'll put you in chains. And then we've got the district attorneys, the ones carefully placed around the country by George Soros. You don't believe me? Do the research. And the hundreds of lawyers that have already been recruited. Now, they even have conducted war games of a sort, because some 50 leftist groups headed by John Podesta got together after the 2016 election to devise a post-2020 election scenario to hatch an action plan if the election was close. Now, if allowed to succeed, it will be the end of the two-party free republic and the birth of a godless socialist dictatorship, and so their scheme will continue. Now, the Democrats decided months ago that they were going to lose this coming election. So they nominated a do-nothing vice president, former vice president, well past his prime, politician of 47 years with no signs of get up and go that got up and left him, and obvious signs of dementia. A corrupt politician who, as much as anyone, made more money, the Biden Five we call them, made more money not only from Russia, but from China, the Ukraine, and other countries. And the Democrats are attempting to steal this election. Proof? You want proof? Okay. All the top Democrats, including Biden, are saying that the Republicans will lie, steal, cheat, and even collude with foreign powers to win the coming election. Well, gee, isn't that something? Because the Democrats always do what they accuse the Republicans of doing, and that's exactly what they've been doing since 2016. We now know it. And it's a strategy to divert attention from their plotting, following their accusations. It does make it easy to stay ahead of them. If you remember back in 2016, Clinton's people said, Trump will not accept the results of the election. And then they spend the next 4 years screaming that Trump was not a legitimate president. Give me a break. It's causing political chaos and now violence. The rioting and bloodshed is being used to screen their movements, and part of their operation is now protecting their donors, the rich and the famous. Because Democrats know the middle class is in trouble, but yet they sit there and they hold on to that stimulus. But remember, we the people are coming on November the 3rd. We're going to surprise them. We're going to shock them. Don't forget to check out my buddies down there, Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 or stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Okie dokie. We got to head on out of here. It's been a great night. Lots of news going on. There'll be more news tonight.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.